Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. Good morning, my friends. Recently, I've been reading the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, and I want to talk about one of the points he made in that book. One of the points is that rich people buy assets and poor people buy liabilities they think are assets. So as he defines an asset is something that generates money and a liability is something that costs money. Yes, that's different from the accounting definition of an asset, but for our personal finances, it's good to think of it that way. A house is not an asset because a house costs money. You're not building wealth in a house. Yes, generational wealth does come from it eventually, but on your individual scale, a house doesn't make you money. A business makes you money. A stock portfolio makes you money. A real estate investment makes you money. There's all kinds of things that make you money, but a house is not one of them. A car does not make you money. A boat does not make you money. So the way that wealthy people become wealthy is they deploy the money they make into assets that make more money. I'm a big board gamer. I used to board game a lot. I used to own a game store. Haven't done as much lately because I'm pretty busy. But one of the things in a lot of the best games, if you have choices to consume or invest resources, you can take the money or the resources you make and either buy victory points now or buy tools and assets that will give you more money and more resources and more victory points later. And the winning strategy is almost always buying the productive assets early and allowing them to build. We think education is an asset. It is. The right kind of education is absolutely that kind of asset. If I'd known things in my 20s that I'm learning now in my 40s, I would be much further along. Unfortunately, the kind of education that we are often given comes with debt and does not come with education that people can benefit from. So, yes, the economy is currently set to hard mode. That's why you listen to podcasts like this, so you can find out what you need to do. And what you need to do is make sure you're deploying your resources for assets that will generate you additional resources. Your boat does not give you more resources if you're buying a boat. Your vacation doesn't give you more resources. If you can afford $5,000 for a cruise, you can afford $5,000 for a course. And there are programs out there that $5,000 will build your business or build into an opportunity and make something really big that will give you an asset. And that asset will then generate the resources that will pay for all the cruises you want to go on. So think about how you're deploying your limited resources. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of. And there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.